Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to this podcast, the Double Cleanse podcast.
Oh, <I'm...
laughs> let's just start that again.
Yeah,
free
and free, a two and a
two
one.
And a one. Okay. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. I'm Robert Welsh.
And my name is James Welsh. I am two from the Double Cleanse podcast.
Yes, you are. I forgot to mention that. Actually.
You did forget to mention it.
How are you doing today, this week?
Oh, I'm fine. I've had a week, haven't I?
Have you?
It's been a bit of a week. Oh, God, it's been a week.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's been a week. It's taught me a lot of things about the internet and people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, what else can you say?
But
then it also made me realize that I have a lot of lovely subscribers and followers who actually do know me more than I thought they did, which is really nice to know.
Yeah, you just completely froze and I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, I just said, which I hope so or something.
No, like ages before. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, I just said it made me realize I have a lot of lovely subscribers and followers know me very, very well. And then they're saying, which I should hope so as well, because I post 3 videos a week. So
I know.
And hopefully listen to this. So, you know, how about you?
Yeah, I've been fine.
Oh.
I'm trying to think if anything special has happened. Not really.
No. We should just tell everyone that I'm trying to currently move next door to Robert.
Yeah, there seems to be a house semi-available.
Yeah, there is a street where some houses are available, and I'm trying to get into there. Next week, I don't know what date it is, July the 4th, we're allowed to be in each other's houses again and film.
Is that actually allowed?
That's allowed. So we're allowed to see family members, I believe. So we can do our own little bubble. I think it's one other house. So for work reasons, we will house bubble.
Yes, let's house bubble, shall we?
Yes, let's us shall house bubble.
Well, that sounds like it's been a great week for everyone.
Yeah,
had a really James, good time. Listen. Mm-hmm. What do we usually talk about? Oh, things you've been loving.
Things I've been loving. I know you'd be loving this too, but this Dr. Sam Bunting skincare.
Yeah,
God. So, full disclosure, this was gifted to both Robert and myself. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of gifted items, like not showing off. And a lot of them we don't talk about, and a lot of them I don't actually try. Like, I was sent this brand, and I was like, why on earth did they send me these products? And then Dr. Sam Bunting came through, and they're just nice products. I think that's the best
really
way to describe
I think
them.
I think we've spoken about the lip balm on here before.
Oh, did we?
But I haven't... Look at my neck fold. Oh, you can't see because the shadow's right on it.
I can see it.
My neck fold has, lessened.
Mm.
I don't know what I've been doing, whether I'm just more hydrated, but I have a lesser neck fold now.
What are you putting on it?
So I've been using the serum from Dr. Sam, the nightly serum, mixed with hyaluronic acid from Paula's Choice.
Interesting.
Not hyaluronic acid. Yeah, hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, the booster.
From Paula's Choice. And then I use the that cream from Sunday Riley, the ice, it's called ice cream or something?
Yeah, like the ice cream.
Yeah. <That's right. laughs> I think it's called that. Something like that. And yeah, it's just been great.
Yeah, so hyaluronic acid, I believe, is in all those products, and it's a temporary plumper.
Oh.
Yeah, so it could be that.
No, I'll just get my neck fold back after the temporary effects have gone.
This is the thing, is people, a lot of people are under the impression that, well, because brands are selling it as hyaluronic acid as this miracle ingredient that, like, plumps up our skin forever and makes us all hydrated forever. But it's yeah, all like temporary things, you know. Our body has something in it that naturally eats at hyaluronic acid as well. So that's why we lose it as we get older. Who are you going to complain to about, as a non-religious person, who are you going to complain to?
Hyaluronic acid eaters in our body. Ridiculous.
Why would we'll send a stern email.
I'm going to send an email to the government and see what they say.
See what they say. Good idea. Robert, is there anything in makeup that you'd be loving?
Sorry, I just really wheezed through my nose.
You really did, yeah.
Yeah, it's because I just had cheese. And being lactose intolerant, I get really phlegmy and blocked up after eating dairy.
Well, so, yeah, you would.
Yeah, so if you hear me swallow and go, it's because I just had cheese.
Dairy.
Finger blubbing in makeup. There is a brand. What's a, where? One thing I've really liked doing recently is independent brands, which I really, really kind of keep getting into because I really like their packaging and things like that.
Right.
So independent brands and makeup being a brand that isn't owned by a big company like Essie Ward or L'Oreal.
Larger conglomerate.
Conglomerates.
Yes.
That's what eats our hyaluronic acid.
Acid. Tell the government.
So, yeah, and there's been a few. There's one that I really, really like called Spoiled Lips, which are really, really incredible. And there's another one called Kaleidos. I hope I'm saying that right. Kaleidos. And I now own all their products that I bought myself because they had like this bundle and it was all their eyeshadows and all their highlighters. So I bought them. The packaging, maybe I should show you the packaging. You will
show me the packaging.
Piss yourself one second. Oh my god, it smells like pizza flavoured Pringles in this room. Okay. So their packaging. Look at this packaging. We'll put it on our Instagram. It's like textured, it's my dyslexia dream. And it's like that soft matte. And then the inside, these are highlighters. I have like quite a few. I think it's about, I have about 7 or 8 of the highlighters, however many there are.
Yeah.
And they just released a, I think,
don't scratch your skin like that. What were you just doing? I can see it's gone itching red now.
Yes, because I had cheese. And they just released this collection. I can't remember if the collection is called The Escape Pod or something like that, this whole new collection. But it is incredible. The highlighters look like metal, wet, like liquid. It's absolutely amazing. And the quality of a product is insane. It's so nice.
The pictures will be Fig 1 and 2 on our Instagram.
Yes, Fig post. 1. Fig and 1. Here's the thing. I find like with independent, there's some independent brands now that I love, like this brand Spoiled Lips, who I was just mentioned quickly, who probably not very many people have heard of at all. Their texture is incredible. I would buy them over, let's say, like a Morphe palette or even a MAC palette. MAC have lost their touch. All these bigger brands are trying to reformulate and make things cheaper to make as they're slowly losing money.
Yeah.
But it's more, it's just better to go for the independent brands now, you know?
Well, they just need more hype on YouTubes.
They need YouTube.
Yes, not what I said.
Not Reds.
No. Very confusing conversation there. But you're right. You're right.
I just want to talk about the book we were sent.
Are you...
Sorry, I was burping because I have Coke now.
Okay,
I can't actually swallow because my throat has a layer of cheese in.
Okay.
So just before, James, just before we finish up there, we were both sent a book from Caroline Hirons. If you don't know who she is, she's like this, she's a dermatologist, correct?
Master esthetician.
Oh, amazing. And she basically everything skincare. She's very popular here on TV in the UK as well. Like, she's on, like, This Morning and things like that. But she sent us a book, and it's called Skincare, The Ultimate No-Nonsense Guide. And let me tell you something. When I'm trying to put a skincare routine together, what I do is I put everything I own on a bed, and I send a picture to James, and I'm like, morning, nighttime routine. And then kind of ask him to piece together bits for me.
You're like those comments where people are just like, need moisturizer. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not replying to you.
Can you recommend something for my face? So this book is a really, like, basic is the wrong word, because it's not. It's very like, here's the facts, here's what you need to know.
I would say it's no nonsense, as suggested in the title.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
What a great description it is. That's totally what it is. And you kind of, for me, I learn something new on almost every page. Mm. And it's a really great, it sounds really dumb, but it's not like this long, long book. It's quite bold writing. There's key facts on pages, there's key points, things to remember, all this kind of stuff. And it's a really, really good get yourself into skincare book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, reading through it, it's like the only book I've actually touched for like a year.
Here's the thing, I don't like reading, you don't like reading.
I don't like reading.
No, I can look at a book and I think, right, I'm going to read. And then I read it, have to read the first page over and over again because my mind wanders and it's not something I'm interested in, you know?
Yeah, same.
But yeah, this book is so good. I'm glad I have it. I keep thinking, right, I'm going to read another page.
Yeah, it's very reflective of Caroline Hirons herself, where it is just to the point. What's the word? Like, just yes or no answers. Like, just what That's you want. It. Clear as hell answers. And this is a little bit off topic. Not off topic, but do you know what annoys me when we're talking about Caroline Hirons? Is I always see her being described as opinionated, or what's the word, or like
harsh,
no,
like, brash,
yeah,
like,
yeah, kind of like bullshy, blah, 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 blah. And this is in general because I've seen other women described as and I'm not one of these people, but I kind of am. But if this was a guy, they'd just be like, doctor. He's a doctor. What? Do you know what I mean? That they'd be like, yeah, you know, he's a guy, he knows what he's doing, like, listen to
knows
him.
The stuff.
But because she's a woman, they're like, oh, she's like too in your face, and she's too, and it's
outspoken. And here's the thing as well, like, it's not really, this is something that frustrates me quite a bit. I get it quite a lot as well from, and
you must struggle as a lady.
No, but one thing I get all the time is, I was watching someone's video once and they were talking about their favourite YouTubers. And I was one of them, and I was like, this is so nice to watch. And something they said was, I know he gets like a lot of stick for being, basically, people don't like me because I'm rude. Oh. Or they think I'm rude, basically. Because I do these reaction videos, I'm like, no, wrong. Whereas it's different to say, especially with someone like Caroline, it's like, you're not opinionated, it's not your opinion, it's facts.
It's, yeah, and that's what it is. She has so much experience in her industry. You have so much experience in your industry. So I've heard. You're not opinionated, you just know what's what.
That's it. And I think some people can take it different ways, and they take it as they're being told you're wrong.
Like being told off.
Yeah. Being told off, or they just don't like it because it works for them, or you know, something works for them, which is absolutely fine. But if somebody's like telling you facts and all these, I mean, what? How do you want your facts? Do you want it to be like,
how do you want them to be presented to you?
Do you want it to be straightforward and to the point, or do you want somebody to like beat around the bush and be like, you could do this, but also actually, you know, it's
like, there was a line in her book, I can't remember what it was about, but it was like something like, I've heard many people say this, I can't remember what it was about, but they're wrong. I was like, okay, do you know what I mean? Like, done, that's fine, got you.
Exactly, point taken.
But you know, she is one of those people that I kind of want to come into my room where all my cosmetics are, with a bin liner bag, and just be like, no, like, why are you
throw all your
that?
Shit away.
Show away for shit away, yeah. You know, like, you just want like a personal trainer or a nutritionist to come into your life and be like, get rid of that, do this, do that. Because
I told you, I bought a brand because I thought she was the creator of this brand.
Oh, you bought Sunday Riley?
So
you bought Sunday Riley?
I bought Sunday Riley and I was like, oh my God, I wonder why she's called it that. And then, where did I see it? I think somebody put it on Instagram and maybe got confused about the whole thing. I was like, yeah. This is her brand. I was like, oh, amazing. Like, I'm going to try it because I trust her opinion. Isn't her brand at all? I was so annoyed.
I don't know where you got that from.
So much money.
Jesus.
I know. Well, that's why you have to be so careful and do your own research.
Yes, you absolutely do.
Don't say that to me like that, James. You're so opinionated.
Sorry, I mean, maybe you're kind of doing my opinion in my experience. This is a good segue into what we're going to do today.
Okay, sure.
Oh, I don't know if it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's
I
not.
Forgot what we're talking
Let
about.
Let us know. So, we were going to do something else, but recently I posted a video on my YouTube's channel. This is James talking, by the way. And it's called the Truthful YouTuber tag. This was a tag on YouTube, obviously, created by Mel Thompson. And it's just, I feel like it's a good tag to let your subscribers and followers know how you feel about certain things within the industry, whether it's, whether you're an Instagrammer or a blogger or a YouTuber, wherever you fit in this social media mold, I think it's a good series of questions to open conversations as well.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
You know, it is a little bit like, spill the tea. kind of thing, but I think it's a really interesting conversation, and I literally posted this video maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and looking back, oh my God, that's horrible. What are you doing to your hair?
Curtaining it.
No, put it back.
All right.
Please. And I look back at the video and I watched other people do this video and now I have different answers. They're the same, but I feel like I can expand and I thought maybe we can talk about things.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. Can you imagine? Sorry, I'm not doing this one.
I'm not up for this.
Yeah, let's do it. First of all, Mel Thompson, what a lovely girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice YouTube channel to watch. Just very honest and very normal and just a great at makeup. And
she reminds me of the good old days of YouTube.
Mm.
You know, when
I wasn't
you can just
born
like...
yet. No,
only being 19, we weren't around.
Yeah, all she does is talk about makeup. Really nicely, in a really nice way, isn't like, you know, talking about her too much about her personal life, which is fine if you want to, but you know, she's just really nice to watch.
Yeah, she really is. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
Oh, yes. Number one.
Yeah.
Have you ever received a product, tried it, didn't like it, and then decided not to review it?
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't that how it works?
Yeah, I feel like it's a standard question. But then what I got from this was, should we be talking more about products that we dislike instead of constantly going, obviously you and me talk a lot about products we dislike.
I was gonna say, I think we do.
We do. But that's the thing. When I answered this, I was like, well, yeah, of course, because that's how like gifting works or like, you know, or if a brand wants to sponsor you, you ask for the products. And if you don't like it, you're like, no deal kind of thing.
Mm.
But then it got me thinking like, I feel like not enough people talk about the stuff they don't like. And I feel like that's just as important as talking about the stuff you do like.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. And I think that's why, like, and not in like a malicious kind of like, cancel the serum.
I hate you. Yeah.
I just think it's important to like say why you didn't like it, what it did for you or didn't do for you. And would you recommend people spending money on it, for example?
And then I think talking too much about products you do like, everything comes across as an advert. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
when it's really not. Which, I mean, we get all the time. It's like, yo, this is a sponsored. I think you like this brand too much. And it's like, no, I really... one or two products. If you watch any review I've done, there's products that I've really, really liked.
Mm.
And in the same, I do like videos where I do a full face of this brand. And there's products that I absolutely despise. Like, brands are going to have their ups and downs, you know? I was sent recently some e.l.f. PR, not from e.l.f. though. And Elf are a really, really great brand. I did a full face of Elf and I was quite nasty about some of their products. And I was, because I'm opinionated, but I was also very truthful about some products that I really, really like. Vinay reached out to me after, was like, we want to add you to your RPR list. So I was like, are you sure? But they did. So I got sent this is from a different PR brand, actually. I was sent a blusher and it's this blusher with primer in it. Which is a great idea because people have trouble with blushes like staying on, but it's this weird kind of like moving around blush. I really didn't like it. It's one of the strangest blushes I've ever used in my life. Very, very strange.
Why do people call Elf ELF sometimes?
I don't know. There's a few brands that confuse me because Elf doesn't start with a capital E, and in Colourpop, which is American, they spell colour the British way. C-O-L-O-U-R.
You are. That's weird. Yeah. Next question. Product you use alone but don't show or use online. It's difficult, isn't it? Because I think from my point of view, my job is to review stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I see myself as a product reviewer above anything else, you know? So I want to share everything. And I was saying, like, literally, like, deodorant, I think, is one of the only things, and body wash that I don't show.
Let me ask you this. Mm. When you're doing your skincare routine at night and in the morning, are you still experimenting with products at that time? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it constantly changing? Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's not constantly changing. I give everything a month. So what I'll do, I've got a very basic skincare routine that I know works for me. And I know what they do to my skin. So if I'm trying new serums, I'll try and use one at a time for about 4 weeks, if that makes sense. And I may use it alongside a new toner or a new cleanser. Things that I know aren't going to kind of like counteract each other in my experience. But in the morning I'll try, like, maybe I'm using a new vitamin C in the morning. Maybe in the evening I'm using a new chemical exfoliator. Moisturizers I tend to like dip and dive all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think with me, I don't use skincare on camera. Because that's your thing, and you told me that if I did, you would hurt me.
I would hunt you down.
But there's so much stuff, like, primers I use, that's as far as I go when it comes to, like, prepping the skin on camera. But that lip balm, that Dr. Sam lip balm, is incredible. And then little things, like, I don't know, like, I change it up all the time. I try and use a bit of everything I have now. So it's not that I would purposely not use it on camera. I think it's like, and some things just don't work on camera either, especially with skin color, things like that. Like, you know, I have to use a darker foundation on camera than I do in real life because everything shows up insane on camera. So I guess there are a few things, but I haven't purposely been like, you know, this is for me.
So here's one product you won't buy, and a product you want but won't buy because you don't support the brand.
Oh god. How do we do this without actually talking about it?
Do we talk about Jeffree Star?
I don't want to.
Me neither.
So that's that.
So that's that. But I do want to say, though, because actually, as a follower, Jeffree Star is trash, by the way, before we talk about this. Like, we will never buy anything from his brand ever again. So one thing... Oh, actually, and I want to talk about Sun Kels after this.
Okay.
I don't know if... I will. One of my followers messaged me saying that he's in a group with people who talk about skincare and stuff. And this guy, apparently his friend, used to follow us, but then he saw us using the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson pig mirrors in a video. Now he's like, I won't support them. And I was like, oh, fair enough.
Understandable,
And I was like, oh, well, Robert posted a video all about how, you know, we don't follow drama, we didn't know. And he doesn't believe us. He's like, how can you not see that drama online? The way YouTube works is it will not show you stuff that you are not interested in. It's a very clever system. So my feed is full. It's got drama channels on it now because I need to stay in. Like, we need
Same.
We bear in mind we are adults. We don't care about drama. We never cared about celebrity gossip.
We haven't grown up with celebrity culture as intense as it is now.
Oh, it's
so when
insane
we were growing up,
now,
the closest you would get to celebrity culture, bear in mind that we didn't have the internet, would be to buy a magazine or a newspaper.
Heat magazine.
And like celebrity gossip and stuff like that wasn't on like MTV back in the day, was it?
No.
Or when it was popular or anything like that. So it's really, really... I think people don't realise how much they have grown up in the time where everything is based around celebrity, being an improved version of yourself, being all this kind of stuff. That is a culture that didn't exist not that long ago.
It's
what, like 20
insane.
Years ago? It's crazy how much everything has changed and how much social media has changed the world completely. But as you were saying, algorithm on YouTube, the closest I get to beauty videos, I get recommended my own videos and your videos.
Oh,
and that's it. And then, Mel, I'm obviously subscribed to, like, other beauty YouTubers now, like,
me too. Chrissy, I'm subscribed Sarah, to other skincare.
Exactly. But otherwise it's conspiracy theories, ghosts, top 10 TikToks that will make you not want to leave the house, you know, so it's all stuff like that. So it's not, you know, as prominent in, oh my God, when I did that video about Kylie and I didn't know that her daughter was called Stormy.
No, isn't that who she's... See, we don't even know. We don't know what we're talking about.
And everyone's like, how do you not know who that is? Because she's mentioned the name. I was like, oh, who is that?
Because we don't fucking watch the Kardashians.
I don't care.
So... But people are so, like, baffled by the fact that we don't know this stuff because they are so obsessed with this culture.
Yes,
and that's not a bad thing. If that's your thing, enjoy it, love it. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just we don't care, so it doesn't show up on our algorithms at all.
So this is a good question, because now when I think about using a brand, I will Google it or I'll look into it, but I don't want to type in brand drama into YouTube because then that will mess up my algorithm and that's all I care.
Exactly.
Or my suggestions. But I do look into it before now because like you said, we don't know the back history. If a celebrity is linked with it, what have they done, you know, in their past? So I do think it's important to kind of educate's the wrong word because it's not really important.
It's not
but
education.
You know, to kind of familiarize yourself with who these people are that are representing brands. I've recently started to not support any Estee Lauder companies because of certain things they fund and things like that. And it's only recently that I discovered this because a MAC employee is owned by Estee Lauder sent me an email they were sent that was only to the staff about this funding within the company and like how they're dealing with it and, you know, how it's affecting their brands and everything like that. So, oh, and that isn't someone I know personally, just for anyone listening, because I know some people that still work there. I don't get in trouble. And I don't know if this is just America, but it was sent to me from an American employee. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, how did I not know this? So I do think it's important to look into your brands and see what's going on there as well. There's a brand I use that recently has come out that they were using slave labor to make your products. So I'm like, well, that's that whole brand gone now. It's
the
almost
thing, though, as well. It's not about boycotting people or brands. No. It's just like we always say, voting with your money. If you don't want to support a brand that doesn't have the same belief system you do, then that's absolutely fine. But then I think you do have to think, for example, like MAC has always been very inclusive. So do you put your money where those inclusive brands are, even though they're part of a bigger picture, to kind of show that brand? You know, it's like L'Oreal owns some cruelty-free brands, but they're known for their animal testing everywhere else.
Yes.
My vegan friend strictly buys that brand under the L'Oreal conglomerate to show
we want
vegan, cruelty-free stuff.
Investing money in something.
It's a bit of like a touchy subject.
That's a good point.
Yeah, is it just, but, I guess it's just where like your morals lie. No, not even that. I don't know.
Not even that. It's difficult. It is difficult. Because... Oh my God.
But this is the thing I was going to say, sorry. The boy that won't follow us anymore because he saw those mirrors, good. That's what you should do. If you don't support something or you don't trust the people now because of something they've done, unfollow them. Don't give them publicity.
Don't
put in your subscription.
Exactly.
Don't pay attention to it. This is why I'm glad Jay Star, for example, isn't trending right now. Because I always feel it's that... what's the word, like, all publicity is good publicity,
right?
And I feel like they know that, like, there's
of
that
course.
Talk
oh,
isn't
absolutely.
There within like the drama community, which I'm part of now, that sometimes they do this kind of stuff on purpose. I'm not quite sure what's going on now has been done on purpose, but you know, I just don't give them the attention that they deserve, that they don't deserve.
Don't give them any attention that they want.
Yeah.
I feel like as well, it's like having an annoying friend at work. Mm. And it's like, if they keep annoying you, if they keep saying stuff you disagree with, you just stop talking to them. Well, I do anyway. You just stop talking to them. Yeah. Or it's like ignoring them. It's the same thing. Mm. What was the original? Oh, brands we won't support. So it is difficult. And sometimes it's like, especially with this YouTube drama, again, I'm not, I don't really care about, although now there are some things I should care about. It's, you know what I mean? It's difficult. There's like, I'll support, I'll use a brand and then not realise that maybe someone's associated with it. Like, well, you're taking the side of this person in this case because you just use that brand. I was like, I don't know who that is. Mm. I don't know what happened. Help.
Like, the most annoying drama is like the relationships between the influencers that we've never heard of. It's like, I don't fucking care who likes mm-hmm. who. Like, mm-hmm. as long as they've not done, you know, anything like massively awful.
Right.
Like, why, honestly, why do people care? Like, I understand, like, you know, racism, things like sexual abuse, like the kind of things that are coming out now, 100%. Like little things like, oh, I don't know, so-and-so used to hang out with this person, but now they use them to climb to the top.
Climb
of
a social
like,
ladder.
I don't fucking care. They're kids. Who cares?
Here's what I said this in a video once. It's like, how are you letting somebody's life who you don't know affect you so much? They don't know you. They don't know you exist. Why are you letting their life get you in such a state that it's your constant focus? And again, that's different from like bigger brands and things like that. But if it's something as petty as that, like, oh, they hung out with this person and they were using them for food. It's cheese.
It's and like, obviously, like, we'll repeat that it completely depends on the situation, obviously, what they've said and what they've done. There are absolutely certain times that you should 100% care.
Of course.
Jay Star being a very good example. But I think that's what we have to say.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah.
Right, next question, please.
I'm going to skip a few. Have you ever lied about a product to stay on good terms with the brand?
No, I don't think I'm on good terms with any brands. And I'm not on bad terms with any brands. And here's the thing. This is what really annoys me, right? let's be really unclassy and talk about, but not exact figures, but let's talk about money.
Okay.
But not money. Let's not talk about
uncouth.
Yes, let's be uncouth. Here's the deal. If I was ever on a brand PR list and they took me off, if I then wanted to review that product, I will just buy it. Because being a YouTuber now, full time, your income comes from your viewers. If they want to see something, the money that they have helped me make should be invested back into your channel. Whether it's better lighting, a better microphone, a product to use, a giveaway, something like that. So I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I love this product. Because whatever, just to stay on it. Are you kidding me? And then my followers are going to go out and buy it and then hate it and then not trust me anymore.
Well, this is a thing.
Who's the one they're giving me the money, you know?
But I said in my video that I don't think brands care. I actually don't think they care. Like, we, in the sense that you, what you said earlier, you completely slagged off Elf, like something that they had, and then they put you on their PR list. And I think that's something that they are finding these, like, this, like, type of YouTuber now where it's just honest reviews and they realise that that's, they're the kind of people that people are following and the kind of people that they will eventually make sales through if they like one of their products.
Yeah.
I feel like the like the selling tactics on YouTube have not tactics but have changed. Like back in the day when you would just be able to hold up these memory cards that I'm holding and be like, I love these, they're great. Do you know what I mean? And they'd be like, oh, I'll buy it. Whereas now they want like, why do you like it? What didn't you like about it?
Yeah,
what
was your so like much,
four, yeah, what right, was your 4 week so journey with the product? Yeah.
Exactly.
So they want and to that know.
I do get a lot of people saying as well, they appreciate that I'm not trying to push product down their throat. Mm. If I like a product, I'll like it. I will physically tear up and use it. But at the same time, I can hate something from the same brand. So I think it PR lists aren't... Yeah, it's nice to get free stuff. Like, who doesn't want free stuff, you know? I like, even like, I love a free sample, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie to the people that actually give us a living wage just because I want to be in good terms with a brand. I told you Makeup Revolution unfollowed me.
Oh, who cares what they do?
Yeah, I know.
No offense. Yeah, I think a lot of people give these brands more power over them than they actually have. Like,
absolutely.
I don't know. Obviously, we can speak for ourselves. Like, our YouTube AdSense and affiliate links is probably the majority of our income.
Yeah.
And that's how I like it, because then you do rely on brands to give you sponsorships and stuff like that, which I don't want all the time. Like, I've got some really good sponsorships coming up from brands that have allowed me to actually try their products.
Right.
Now, this is one thing that I've noticed is changing as well, is brands are actually wanting that honest feedback. So 2 years ago, when I was like, I need like 4 weeks, depending on the product, to try this product, they'd be like, well, we need it done within a week. And it's be like, well, I can't do it then.
Well, what do you expect to happen?
Yeah. Whereas nowadays, like, use it for as long as you want. Foreo, I've got a Foreo sponsorship coming up, and I'll say now, 6 months they've given me to try their products.
Amazing.
I've been using
it. It's realistic.
And I love it. I absolutely love their products. So now I've been like, yes, let's do a collaboration.
Yeah,
they check in with me every couple of months. They've sent me a few bits along the way, but they've given me 6 months to try their product. And this is what I mean. Like, I want to be using it in my daily life, see how much I'm using it. Like, do I realistically use it every day? You know, that kind of thing. And I do feel like this is the way brands are going. So I feel like when newer YouTubers are coming onto the platform, they're not going to need to suck up to brands like people used to have to do, because they're not going to need... What do I mean? Yeah, they're not going to have to suck up, because brands do want that honest feedback.
Yeah.
I hope.
There is a tag, though, and it's literally like YouTubers that do videos of brands that have taken them off their PR list because they said something bad about them.
Really?
Yeah. And here's the deal, though. I would like to think if I had a brand that I would be confident enough in my products that I could send it out to people, get good feedback, and then be like, yeah, I like this, I didn't like this, and tell everyone else as well. And then I could come back to them later and be like, oh, well, do you want to retry this improved formula? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a good, and I don't know how money is involved in the whole thing, but I think it's a good tactic. Not, you can't make a brand and expect everyone to love everything you do.
I mean, let's be like Morphe, for example. Like, they have so much money, it probably doesn't matter if they're sending product to someone who constantly dislikes their stuff. But the reason that they've put you on a PR list is because they want your opinion, or they know that people trust in your opinion. So why won't brands use that to their full potential and be like, would you mind filling out this questionnaire? Do you know what I mean? Or like, would you mind jumping on a Zoom call and let's have a chat about why I didn't like it?
Right.
Glow Recipe, which we talk about a lot on this channel, but
on
this podcast for some reason, their products are good. I didn't like their pineapple serum. I hated it. I was like, it smells like a pineapple that's been left out in the sun. And I had like a Zoom chat with them, and I talked about why I didn't like it. And they're like, we'll send you our improved formula one. Let us know what you think. Do you know what I mean? I think that's like the best way to do it. And they reformulated because of that feedback they were getting.
Right.
So rather than being like, right, that person doesn't like it, let's never give them anything again, or, you know, I think they need to use these influencers, as much as I hate that word, they have that name for a reason, use them to their full potential. Did I? How long was I talking for then?
I don't know. I fell asleep. No, I'm joking. I was here and present.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't. We talk so much, I don't even remember what the question was. But you know what? This is what podcasts are for talking.
Yeah,
that's how come they're called podcasts.
That's how come they're called podcasts. Have you ever bandwagoned with other people's thoughts on a particular product?
What does that mean?
So that would be like, oh, I love this serum. It does great for my skin. Then you'd be like, oh my God, James likes it. I'm going to like it too. So that we can like link it together.
Oh, no. 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 That's no. Bullshit.
Because we're over the age of 15. So.
Yeah. I've been fooled by people liking things. Yeah. But I've bought it. But I haven't been like, oh, I'm just going to say I like it. I'm very obvious if I don't like something. Mm. And I'm very obvious if I do.
That's the thing. I bought stuff because somebody I follow or somebody I like liked it. Yeah. But I've never been like, oh, like so-and-so liked this and I like it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a really odd thing to do.
Like, what do you get? Do you hope we're going to send you a message? Be like, oh my God, we liked it.
We're friends now. Yeah, let's follow each other.
I can't believe you liked it too.
It's a really odd thing, but I understand that people would do that. I do get that people would do that.
I understand trusting people's recommendations, but then you have to have your own honest opinion on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what's the point? And here's something as well that I think happens a lot, especially with people getting into social media and making themselves like an influencer when they first start out, is advertising for no reason.
Yeah.
So, like, say I'm an Instagrammer and I have, like, 2,000 followers, and then I buy something and I'm like, wow, this is so amazing. I love this. This is the link. It's like, calm down.
Yeah.
You don't need to overly like stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, give us a review. You're not selling. We want a review. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But then this is the thing as well. It's like James Charles's Instant Influencer, I actually thought was a really good program. I actually enjoyed it. But it was interesting to see, though, what people at their level, at James Charles's level, or in general, the producers, thought being an influencer was. And I found it really odd that their very first challenge was selling a product, which I think comes later down the line. I think it would have been a good idea to... I'm not saying that's not part of being an influencer, it is, but I think... It was very fake, like they've never used the product before. And the task wasn't just selling a product, it was, you're going to sell this product like you've known about it for the longest time. And you're going to talk about how much you love it. Just kind of showed how fake some people can be about particular products. And I think they should have started the way YouTubers do, like working on your brand, working on like, you know, your brand. You know, then the big sale at the end, like you're launching your own product or you're reviewing your own product.
Yeah, it would have been really good to see. Odd. Yeah, it would have been really good to see like little things like make a thumbnail, make a YouTube banner, make an Instagram, make this whole... you know, like a whole, like a brand of yourself.
Branded page,
and And if you were going to advertise a product, get them to bring in their favourite product. I'm sure they have makeup bags, you know.
Well, they had like a whole makeup room. There would have been stuff in there that they would have
used. That they actually really like. Yeah. That would have been nice to see. So it's really difficult. I feel like when you first start out, you feel like you have to be positive about everything to get like posted and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And
well, that's the thing as well, is I think like, that is obviously how people think you get into it, is you, what being a YouTuber is nowadays, is selling products and making money. Yeah. And but that's the thing as well, is like, it's actually quite a good tactic to work with, like, talk about brands that you love to begin with, and then tag those brands in your post, do you know what I mean? Or like, rather than like, and then get down to the nitty gritty later, I guess. But it's not about being fake or trying to sell something just because you have an affiliate link for it, which I feel like is like, what, you know, when people like are taking the piss out of YouTuber tutorials and like, this is the product which I love, like you get 10% off with my code down below. I do feel like that's what people think being a YouTuber is, like literally just
It's great to have that. And I mean, with affiliate links, I've only ever got affiliate links with brands because they've approached me after I've given them a positive review, if that makes sense. Like I wouldn't do an affiliate link for some brand I didn't like. But I think that is the goal for people, is to have affiliate links and to have, you know, their own like Morphe palette. And things like that. And what was the question? Why do we keep
Have you ever bandwagoned? Oh. Okay, let's finish on this question. Things other creators do that get on your nerves.
So do you know what, the way other creators that do makeup does annoy me. It's something I really hate when I'm watching videos, and I think I've done it myself sometimes, is when they, and I know where it comes from as well, is when they continuously apologize for everything.
Oh my god.
So imagine I've turned on the camera. Hey guys, welcome back, whatever. Sorry my eyebrows aren't done. I haven't had time. And sorry I haven't had a haircut and this. And sorry that my eye looks a little bit swollen. And sorry about the noise in the background. And sorry about my cat. It's like, you don't have to apologize. Like, don't apologize for absolutely every single thing. Like, it's something I didn't even notice. But then I do understand that in every single video, you're going to get a comment about everything.
That's the thing. They're probably doing it because people have commented before. Like, there's a girl I follow. She's called Jessie V. I don't know if you follow her on YouTube. She does, like, these... She's definitely, like, targeted at younger... Like, young adults. And she does, like, why you should never, I don't know, like... go to the toilet on your own and spooky, you know, never use the public bathroom, you know, things like that. But every single video, she apologizes for the way she looks because of something she's done. She's like, she was like, I know you're going to say it. I got these two dots here. I really like them, but I know you're going to, like, you know, like trying to explain like her style, the way she looks. And it doesn't annoy me, but I'm like, stop apologizing for yourself. Like, you like that. Yeah. You like the way you look. Stop apologizing for it. But I do understand that that's probably come from people being like, what's that on your face?
What's wrong with your...
Why aren't you wearing a white t-shirt and basic jeans?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I watched a video recently where somebody tried to talk about skincare. And obviously, I'm not an expert in it. But they said how something... I don't want to say because it's a bit too obvious. But they said how they didn't like the way someone talked about an ingredient because it sounded wrong. Or, like, they were like, well, that doesn't make sense because isn't everything this, if that makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, like, and then they commented on it again because it was brought up again later in the video.
Right.
They're like, it just sounds ridiculous to me and now I don't like these YouTubers. And it's like, no, that's a genuine thing within skincare. Yeah. It's actually a really exciting way to formulate actives in a product. But now you've just, like, shunned these people. Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Because you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And it really annoyed me because I was like, hang on, like, I'm not a dermatologist, obviously, or an esthetician or anything like that. But I would research something like that before I said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think people, like, and I've noticed, what else happened? I was watching, like, this I'm really into, like, old phones at the moment. I don't know why, like, the best Nokia phones of whatever.
Oh my god, I watched that.
Love them. And this guy was talking about Vertu, which is a company that our dad used to work for. It's like basically Nokia's luxury phone company. And I can't remember what they said, but they were really annoyed about the phone because of this fact that they got completely wrong. I was like, hang on a second, like, that's not it. So I think fact checking is a big thing, or, like, to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
Or at least referencing where you got that from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's one thing that started to annoy me a lot recently, because if someone corrects me on something, I'm like, oh my god, okay, perfect, and I'll re-edit or I'll crop that bit out of the video. And but yeah, especially when you're shunning people because of your wrong information, I think it's kind of a bit like, oh, need to be careful there. Oh, when when YouTubers look at the viewfinder instead of the camera lens.
That's me.
It really bothers me. Yeah, but you're doing makeup and you're looking at a mirror, then you look at the camera. There's this one girl whose videos I actually really love, but she spends the whole time like this. Like,
no.
Looking at the camera, and it really bothers me. I'm like, look at the camera.
I need some interaction. Have it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have one, to be fair, if I have a mirror.
Mirror. Well, I think that's it for now. We skipped quite a few questions, but I think they were the most, like, prevalent we could talk about.
Yeah. I feel like we really spoke a lot. But, I mean, what else are we meant to do?
Yeah, like you said, it's a podcast.
Yeah, let us know if you want 5 minutes of silence next week.
Yeah, next time. A few breaks in between. If you have any requests as well about what you want us to talk about, let us know. Because we just kind of, like, selfishly talk amongst ourselves here. So let us know.
Like, we're talking about burps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to burp.
Okay, you burp.
Oh, it didn't come out. Okay, that's fine.
I used to go because my laptop battery's dying now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but yes, thank you for joining us. I've been James Welsh.
And I've been Robert Welsh. Also, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at The Double Cleanse Podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's it, basically, guys.
Yeah, that's it, really, guys. We will speak to you very, very soon.
Yes.
Yes.
See you next week.
Oh, God. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.